We have two things going on here. First, we are going to modify the message loop structure. Second, we want to calculate how much time passes from one frame to the next. Let's talk about the modified message loop first. Basically, we have modified our message loop to be more game-friendly. Recall that typical Windows applications respond to messages. Games, on the other hand, usually need continuous updating. That is, graphics are continuously updated, input needs to be constantly checked, physics needs to be continuously updated, network information needs to be constantly updated, etc. So the sit-and-wait approach of an event-driven program does not work well for real-time interactive games. So we modify the message loop in the following way. If there is a message, then process the message. Otherwise, update game stuff. We need a way to check if there is a message. This is done with the PeakMessage function, which returns true if there is a message that needs to be processed, and otherwise returns false. Note that if there is a message, then PeakMessage also extracts the message into the first argument, message, as getMessage does. Also, the last parameter, PMRemove, simply indicates that the message should be removed from the application message queue once the message is processed. So from the code shown on the slide, if PeakMessage returns true, then the message is translated and dispatched for processing as normal. However, if there is no message and PeakMessage returns false, then we take a different path of execution and update our game stuff, like graphics, physics, input, sound, etc. Now we discuss the second important part of this code, which is on how to compute the time differential between frames. The idea is very simple. The time differential is computed as delta t equals current time minus last time, where current time is the time obtained from the timing function for this frame, and the last time is the time obtained from the timing function from the previous frame. To do this computation, all we need to do is save the time for a frame in a variable called last time, so that we can access it when the loop moves on to the next frame.